Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Alex, were the findings from your research surprising?
Not entirely. Like some of the findings that we discovered were surprising, but the fact that there was nicotine in a reasonable proportion of the liquids that we tested wasn't that surprising. A similar study had been done by the New South Wales Department of Health just last year, and they found similar results at about 60-odd% of nicotine-free labelled e-juices sold in Australia contained nicotine.
Well, the sale of liquid nicotine is illegal in Australia, so how exactly are e-cigarette stores getting away with selling it over the counter?
Well, that's a good question. So in our particular study, we found that the levels of nicotine detected in the e-juices were very low. So in three of them, they were trace sort of amounts, which possibly could just be getting in there from contamination, liquids being imported from overseas, coming from a facility, for example, where they're producing nicotine-containing ones and they're using the same equipment, so it's just a bit of contamination. Although three of the liquids that we tested had levels that are kind of comparable to what someone might be using at the lower end of the nicotine-containing spectrum, and how that sort of level gets in there, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to hazard a guess. It's obviously a controversial area.
Mm. So, well, when being compared to traditional cigarettes, how exactly are e-cigarettes, could they potentially be worse for the health of the consumer?
Well, that's an area of much research at the moment. So the general consensus at the moment, because e-cigarettes haven't been around for very long, we really don't know what their effects after 20 or 30 or 40 years of use are, because obviously no one's been using them for more than maybe 10 years. So we don't know what the long-term effects are. But the general consensus is that the aerosol that you're breathing in from an e-cigarette, the vapor, contains a lot fewer nasty things than traditional tobacco smoking, and the harsh chemicals or the toxic chemicals that are in there are at lower levels. So in all likelihood, they are safer than smoking, but in saying that, pretty much everything you do in your life is safer than smoking. Smoking cigarettes is one of the most dangerous health affecting things that you can do. So I guess where we're interested in looking at is whether e-cigarettes are safe or not whether they are comparable to smoking.
Mm. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're joined by Alex Larcom from the Telethon Kids Institute to discuss his recent research into the contents of electronic cigarettes and how Australia could potentially better regulate the sales of liquid nicotine. So, Alex, as we mentioned before, 6 out of 10 were found to have nicotine. Why is it so hard to regulate the sales of liquid nicotine in Australia?
That's a tough question. I mean, that's a question for the policymakers and government. I guess, obviously, as you mentioned at the start, liquid nicotine is effectively illegal in Australia. If you've got a special permit or you can get potentially a doctor's prescription to get it, then you can use it. But selling it in over the counter in shops is illegal. I honestly, regulation is something that you probably need to talk to the politicians about. Our primary interest is just understanding understanding what was in there and trying to provide some of that information so the people who make the rules can make an informed decision on what regulations should be in place.
Do you think it's more important to crack down on stores selling e-cigarettes with nicotine, or do you think it's more ideal to focus on ensuring the packaging of e-cigarettes are not misleading, or what needs to happen to keep us safe?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things that can happen. So better labelling in general would be a good thing. So one of the other things that we found in our study was that there were, besides the nicotine, which is a concern for various reasons, there was a range of other chemicals and potentially toxic things and other things that probably aren't toxic, like flavourings and stuff, but none of those things were written on any of the bottles. So if there's people out there who are buying e-liquids, they're probably quite familiar that they won't disclose a lot of the information of what's in there. It might have a flavouring and the sort of the PG-VG ratio, and that's about it. So some better labelling of what's in there would be good. Better labelling of where it's manufactured would be good. So again, for the ones that we tested, a proportion of them didn't specify what country they were made in. We had some made in Australia, some made in China, some made in the US, but other ones just didn't say at all. So the person buying those really has no idea what sort of conditions that those liquids are made under. So sort of really just increasing the information that people have access to so they can make better decisions on whether they use these things or not, or where they buy their liquids from, is, I think, what's probably the first step.
Well, we'll leave it there, Alex. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. Thank you.